Nashville's public housing is in the midst of a massive overhaul. Thousands of apartments will be torn down and rebuilt to house a mixture of lower and higher income renters. As WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, it's the city's most ambitious housing makeover in more than half a century.
2018 is going to be a big year for public housing. Nashville will be renovating or planning renovations for four public housing developments: the James Casey Homes in East Nashville, the Edgehill Homes in South Nashville, and the J.C. Napier and Sudicum Apartments, just south of downtown. Altogether, they're home to about 5,000 people. The James Casey Homes is the farthest along in the process, breaking ground just a few weeks ago on its first mixed-income building.
One, two, three, toss the dirt!
Thank you!
Next step, ribbon cutting.
Awesome.
Experts say this massive overhaul is a chance to finally fix Nashville's crumbling public housing and make good on its promise to give its low-income residents a safe, decent, affordable place to live. James Frazier is a professor at Vanderbilt University who studies housing policy.
There are no more excuses. We can make good decisions that support our brothers and sisters who are low income or no income.
And the financing is also new. The city is relying on a government program called RAD, or Rental Assistance Demonstration, a newer federal policy that transfers ownership of the property from the federal government to local agencies, allowing them to take out loans on the property. Across the city, the project's price tag will likely run in the billions. Renovating James Casey, for example, is expected to cost upwards of $700 million. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.